This is Crick Info Audio.
Welcome to Crick Info Audio. I'm Amit Verma. India have finished the second day of the Jamaica test on 128 for 6 after West Indies made just 103 in response to India's first inning score of 200. I'm chatting about the game with my colleague S. Rajesh, who predicted in our conversation yesterday that India's bowlers would find it hard to draw back into this test and that West Indies would score upwards of 400 as the pitch eased out. Rajesh, sport is so unpredictable that I won't blame you for getting this one wrong. But tell me, what exactly happened today? Is it the pitch? Is it the bowlers lifting their game? Is it the batsmen playing rash shots? What's going on?
Well, it's a bit of all of the above. Mostly it's the fact that almost all the batsmen from both the sides are players who just love playing their strokes and aren't willing to really stick out at the wicket and grind a score. The pitch certainly isn't made for stroke players. The bounce is unpredictable, it's slightly two-paced, but it's certainly on the slower side. So it's very difficult to hit through the line of the ball. And the pitch is also taking huge turn, which Harbhajan exploited so well in the West Indian first innings. Given all that, it was still shocking to see the way the West Indies surrendered in the first innings. In fact, Dravid alone batted more than the entire West Indian innings, which lasted just over 33 overs. Brian Lara admittedly got a very good ball, but some of the rest of the batsmen played just absolutely terrible shots. Chris Gayle left a ball alone that he surely should have been playing. Chandrapal and Sarwan both played very rash strokes. It seemed as if the batsmen had decided that they really can't last very long on this pitch, so let's just go out and make the best of it and get runs as quickly as possible, because if we do try to last, we'll probably get a ball that Lara got and we won't have any runs on the board. So the attitude was that of, let's just go out and hit the ball and just get as many runs as we can, because we know we can't last very long on it. The only exception among the West Indian batsmen was Darren Ganga. The way Ganga plays his game is somewhat similar to the way Dravid does. It's based on a good technique around which he has a few strokes. In previous innings, he was struggling for confidence and hence completely unwilling to play his strokes. But here with the runs under his belt, he had got 100 and a half century in the previous match. He was far more confident, and along with a good defense, he was also putting the bad balls away. So which meant that he scored his runs quite quickly without seemingly taking any risks. And till he got that very good ball from Harbhajan just before lunch, he seemed to be the one batsman who could go on and play a big innings similar to that Dravid had played for India. But apart from him, the rest of the West Indian batting was hopelessly disappointing.
Rajesh, in this test, there's one batsman who's towered over the rest, and that's Rahul Dravid. 81 in the first innings, 62 not out now, and these two half centuries are surely worth big hundreds in any other game. Dravid's been the difference between the two sides, and I guess it's in conditions like these, under pressure like this, that true class reveals itself.
Yes, absolutely. Dravid, again, is the one batsman in the Indian side who is not bothered by having to play out many dot balls. Jafar could be another one, but then he played a very disappointing shot very early in his innings. For Dravid, it doesn't matter if he has to bat long periods without scoring runs. He has such a sound technique that he can just back himself to stay at the crease as long as is required to score the runs. A couple of seasons back, he used to be troubled by the ball coming into him. It was exploited very well by the Australians. But here we saw repeatedly the West Indians bringing it in and Dravid just defending it solidly time after time. His technique was almost flawless. Coupled with that technique, he also decided what strokes he could play and what he couldn't. Since the pitch was slow, there would be no hitting the ball on the up, and driving would be possible only if it was a half volley and he could get absolutely to the pitch of the ball. But also with the pitch lacking in pace, the cut and the pull shots could be played when the ball was short and when it sat up. And he played some exquisite pull shots when the West Indians pitched it short. So the entire innings was a very good combination of defense and offense. In the first innings, he had been very circumspect, which was quite understandable given the condition of the Indian innings. But here he put the bad balls away almost every time it came. It almost looked as if there were two different pitches on which the match was being played. One on which Rahul Dravid was batting, one on which all the others were batting. And even by his lofty standards, I think these two innings would have to rank as one of his very best efforts.
Rajesh, India's finest wins over the last few years have been set up by Dravid. The 148 at Headingley, the 233 and 72 not out at Adelaide, the 270 at Rawalpindi. And this game has the potential to bring up that much-awaited series win outside the subcontinent which India has been trying for so long. But in all these games, he had support from other batsmen. Tendulkar and Ganguly made hundreds at Headingley. Lakshman got 100 at Adelaide. Lakshman and Ganguly got 70s at Rawalpindi. Here, he's virtually doing it all by himself.
Yes, which is quite disappointing. Lakshman was the one batsman who in both innings tried to stay at the crease. He tried to really dig in and play quite contrary to his natural game. But he was done in by a good ball again in the second innings. But for the rest of them, it seemed like they were caught in two minds. Whether to attack, score a quick 30 or 40 runs and snatch the initiative away, or to dig in and play for a long while. In fact, some of the shot selection that the batsmen showed that they hadn't learnt much from the first innings. Wasim Jafar and Yuvraj both fell driving away from the body. Sehwag and Dhoni stayed on the back foot on a pitch, again where the ball was keeping low at times. And it showed a tendency to repeat mistakes which had been committed in the first innings. In fact, apart from Dravid, the only Indian batsman who has shown the will to stay at the crease, if you exclude Lakshman, has been Anil Kumble. And on the two of them rests the responsibility of taking India closer to a lead of about 270 to 300. Once they get there, they could probably consider themselves safe.
India are 225 ahead right now with 4 wickets in hand, and it's already a tough target on a pitch like this. And if India can get another 50 or so with Dravid and Kumble at the crease, West Indies have a massive battle on their hands, don't they?
They have a very tough job on their hands. And the first thing that they'll have to do differently from what they did in their first innings is to approach this task of batting on the pitch with a completely different mindset. You can't have this mindset that, a good ball will come and get us anyway, so let's get the runs as quickly as possible. They'll have to be batsmen who are willing to dig in. And apart from Ganga, I would think the responsibility will lie on Chanderpaul and Sarwan to really dig in and play the anchor, around whom Gale and Lara and Bravo could attack and Samuels could attack. And also, judging by what we saw in the first innings, Harbhajan and Kumble will be huge threats, because Kumble got the ball to turn very early in the innings and Harbhajan needed only 4.3 overs to take 5 wickets, and he was turning the ball a huge way. So it's going to be a huge task for the West Indies, and I don't see the pitch improving too much from what it was today. So anything about 250 is going to be a huge task for the West Indies to get.
Thanks, Rajesh. This test match appears to be heading for a thrilling finale, and you can be assured that whatever happens, we'll talk about it here on Cricinfo Audio. To access our audio content directly, please do come over to cricinfo.com/audio and feel free to send in your feedback to audio@cricinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricinfo Audio.
This is Cricinfo Audio.